From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ending, saying he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending. He'd been complaining that for too long, the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance. He gave no specifics on which countries had agreed to increase defense spending, but he said several countries had cumulatively boosted defense spending by $33 billion in the last year. Published reports say during the meeting in NATO, in Brussels with NATO leaders, Mr. Trump threatened to pull the U.S. out of the alliance. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there was a, quote, new sense of urgency to increase funding. He credited Trump with, quote, having an impact. Mr. Trump is now in London. His schedule is expected to keep him out of the areas where massive protests are planned. After visits to England and Scotland, where he owns two golf resorts, the president will go to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. President Trump says he's received what he described as a, quote, very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Trump to improve relations between the two countries and implement a joint statement signed by the leaders at their Singapore summit in June. The British government released detailed plans on Thursday for what it called a principled, pragmatic, and ambitious Brexit. The plans triggered the resignation of two top ministers earlier this week and have split the governing Conservative Party. They will likely face resistance from the European Union. A committee of the U.S. House of Representatives heard from FBI agent Peter Strzok on Thursday. The agent's anti-Trump texts set off allegations of political bias in the Bureau. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Strzok was involved in investigations involving Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Here you are before you've interviewed a single solitary witness saying F Trump.
Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy says the text went into the start of the Russia investigation.
Do you remember how long it took for you to start talking about impeachment after Bob Mueller was appointed?
I don't, sir.
One day.
Peter Strzok says his views don't reflect his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
And he says the fact that he could get away with what the GOP alleges
deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
Strzok says the Russia investigation is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration says it has reunited all eligible children with families who try to enter the U.S. illegally. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The children are all under 5 years old. A court ordered the government to return them to their families. The Trump administration says 57 of the children have been reunited, but almost as many have not been because some of their parents had been deported, others are accused of offenses, some had criminal histories, including human smuggling, and still others were not, in fact, parents, says the government. The administration is now racing to meet a July 26th deadline to reunite more than 2,000 older children with their families. Rita Foley, Washington.
Top story of the hour, President Trump is now in London, but he declared victory Thursday in Brussels as the NATO summit ended, said he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending. But French President Emmanuel Macron said none of NATO's 29 member states had agreed to increase funding beyond the previously set target. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.